I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com. A fire broke out Wednesday morning at the Sunnydale Mobile Home Park in St. Charles, leaving three people hospitalized, including two children. Firefighters arrived to find the home fully engulfed. A mother and one child escaped, but her two-year-old daughter was trapped inside. Fire crews rescued the toddler and rushed her to Children's Hospital in critical condition. The second child and the mother were also hospitalized for smoke inhalation and are in stable condition. The fire caused significant damage, and investigators are working to determine the cause. The family has been displaced, and the community is rallying to support them. Between April the 7th and April the 14th, O'Fallon Police Department recorded 969 incidents, 43 bookings, and 40 traffic crashes. Notable events included the arrest of a man who stole and abandoned four vehicles, with charges filed and bond set for $500,000. Another incident involved a traffic stop leading to the arrest of two individuals with active warrants and the seizure of a firearm due to prior felony convictions. A man was charged with felony child abuse and domestic assault after injuring his child and the child's mother. Officials also assisted in a fatal hit-and-run motorcycle crash involving a tractor trailer. Additionally, four juveniles were caught causing felony-level damage to a pool facility. Police thank the community for their continued support. Dozens of international students in the St. Louis area have recently had their student visas revoked. Immigration attorneys report an unusual increase in revocations over the past few weeks, with unclear reasons in many cases. While the Department of Homeland Security states that this process follows standard procedures such as violations related to course loads or enrollment, some speculate that the revocations may be linked to student protests and political speech. Attorneys note the legal complexity of these cases, particularly regarding First Amendment rights, and warn it that successful appeals are difficult. Affected students typically have 10 days to leave the U.S. voluntarily. Missouri Senate Democrats stage a filibuster lasting over 9 hours to block HB 567, a Republican-backed bill that seeks to roll back key provisions of Proposition A, a voter-approved measure expanding paid sick leave for workers. Passed in November with 58% support, Proposition A entitles most private sector employees to accrue paid sick time and includes annual minimum wage increases tied to inflation. While currently in effect, it faces legislative efforts to weaken or repeal it. Supporters of House Bill 567 argue the law burdens businesses, while Democrats say they're defending essential workers' rights. The bill has passed the House and awaits Senate approval before heading to the governor. I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com.